Summertime means music festivals in Alabama and across the country. The beach season kicked off with some of the world's biggest musical acts at Hangout Music Fest in Gulf Shores back in May. Jazz and blues fans pay homage to W.C. Handy with a festival in Muscle Shoals each July. The biggest names in country gather in Coleman each June for Rock the South. But in Birmingham, there's one festival that does things a little differently. APR's Alex Abouchon tells us all about Secret Stages.
So I think this is our fourth year.
What have you done to us?
Fourth or fifth year.
Mark Vernon and Peggy Russell are from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and have been coming to Birmingham year after year for a truly unique musical experience. What keeps them coming back?
Well, we like the fact that they're small, undiscovered bands, like really undiscovered bands.
Yeah, the curating is great. They really do a good job of scanning the country.
Secret Stages is a music discovery festival. Most music festivals try to focus on attracting names you'll recognize in one or two genres that'll appeal to a specific audience. But the Secret Stages organizers scour the country for the most promising up-and-coming bands across all genres. That variety is crucial to festival organizers' mission.
You know, we want people to come down who have never been to a hip-hop show to go to a hip-hop show. We want people who've never been to see a metal show to go see a metal show. You know, and then if you don't like it, boom, hop out, go to the country show next door. You know what I mean? That's what we deliver on.
Sam George is a co-founder and the creative director of Secret Stages. I spoke with him at last year's festival about a big change they'd made to better facilitate that discovery process.
We've been downtown for 7 years, and down there was a big trek between 1st and 2nd Avenue. So this is the first year we've had all of our venues on one block, and we're really excited about it. That thing where you can hop around and see multiple styles of music and multiple venues in a short period of time, it's all facilitated by being on one intersection right here.
Festival co-founder John Poor says the transition was surprisingly easy.
There's a lot of just existing infrastructure and experience in this part of town and in the venues, so that makes it a lot easier.
He says it helps that one of the venues in use, the Saturn, is regarded as one of the best rooms of its size in the country.
Everyone talks about the Saturn being on as a touring musician, like it's kind of the spot. Everyone's like, you got to play there, you got to stay there, like they take such good care of you.
That's Pearl Charles, a musician from Los Angeles. We'll hear more from her later.
I think definitely for the artists to have that kind of venue. And Avondale as well, the big stage, and they both have great green rooms, so that makes us look good.
For your
looking at Secret Stages in the past, I feel like there has been, and this is all good.
That's according to Walker Scott, the guitarist for Captain Kudzu, group we just heard based out of Birmingham and Auburn.
There's been a lot of artists that were not based out of Birmingham, which is okay because it's a music discovery festival. But I feel like the addition of so many local artists has made Secret Stages, like, as an event, much more poppin', you know, if you want to replace that with an actual word.
But it's not all local acts and not all indie rock at Secret Stages. Sawrock is a rapper from Washington, D.C., who said she loved her Secret Stages festival experience.
You know, as I walk through, I hear the DJs performing. The energy is really live, and I love it. Like, people are out here just having a good time. You know, it's a really feel-good energy.
Americana artist Pearl Charles came all the way from Los Angeles to play. What brought her to Birmingham?
I played a show at South by Southwest where one of the promoters or some, you know, talent buyers for this festival saw us play and asked us to be on the bill. And I love to play festivals and I love to be on tour. So we said yes before I even knew who else was playing or anything. And then I saw that Ruby Boots and Courtney Marie Andrews were also on the lineup. So I was really stoked about the amazing curation.
And after coming to Secret Stages, Charles says there is one important thing that festival organizers got right.
They take really good care of the artists, and that makes a huge difference for us, like wanting to come back and just having a good impression of the city.
The festival also gives back to local artists in a lot of ways.
So if you're a Birmingham-based band and you're playing this, I think one is you may potentially get to play to a new audience.
Chris McCauley is a talent scout for Secret Stages and a musician himself in the Birmingham-based band Holy Youth.
because people are here just to discover, you know, hence the name, discover music. So hopefully you'll have new people hearing your music here in town that'll, you know, come out to your shows in the future.
McCauley says bands from out of town will also hear local acts and possibly develop a relationship, maybe inviting them to open on area shows or even tour with them.
So last night, for instance, I saw a band play, and they'd said that they saw four Birmingham bands that they really loved, and all of those bands were in the crowd for their set. So your hope would be that those bands maybe get a chance to play together in other cities later on down the road.
In terms of Secret Stage's success stories, there are none bigger than St. Paul at the Broken Bones. The band played their first ever show together at the 2012 iteration of the festival. Now, the Soul Outfit has released three albums and received widespread international acclaim. This year, there's a new slate of more than 50 up-and-coming bands and artists from across the country and across the musical spectrum. As Secret Stage's co-founder Sam George says,
we want to give you that feeling of like when you discover that new band that you're really excited about, you know, we want to deliver the sort of live music experience of that feeling.
If that's a feeling you like, don't miss out. Secret Stages takes place August 2nd and 3rd in the Avondale neighborhood of Birmingham. Tickets are available now at secretstages.net. I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News.